Most exciting horse to come out of Moonee Valley yesterday was I'm Thunderstruck. That might have been the prediction at the start of the day, and he didn't let his punters down, building up his record now to 4 wins from 6 starts. So he looks a very exciting commodity going forward. 4 trainers, Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. And Michael Kent Jr. joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael, and congratulations with this very exciting horse that you have.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. It's very exciting for all involved.
Moonee Valley was a different sort of a test. He seemed to handle it with aplomb. The areas of the race where you thought he might be in a bit of trouble and getting too far back in the field didn't seem to be the problem, but he still got a few little quirks. He wanted to run in a little bit and seemingly switch off in the home straight. Is that a good problem to have?
I think so. It bodes well for the future. And they do say the Valley's a good horse's track. It's got a lovely camber. And he's got the gears to get out of trouble. I would say things worked out well for him. He had Basawa in front of him that sort of just towed him up enough on the 3-wide lane that he wasn't too far off Tuvalu, who I would say as well ran super. That horse really did run well. Looks a very exciting horse for the future too. So we were probably a bit fitter and... Jamie said she loved the way he idled up round the bend. Didn't want to lay in at all. Just when he got his sort of neck in front, he just had a think about it. But, I think, he's still learning. And, when he gets to sort of 4 and 5, it'll be even more exciting.
Well, he defeated Tuvalu, who got 3.5 lengths closer this time, but your boy, I'm Thunderstruck, got up to 60 kilos in the weights, and the horse that was 5.25 lengths away had won its last 2 in town, Signers Express. So it's usually a pretty good sign that not just your horse, I'm Thunderstruck, but also Tuvalu is above average.
Yep, absolutely. They're both group horses coming for sure. You're right, we had the hard way. We had 60 kilos. We were up 5. We had to come from last back and around them, which not many horses did all day. So I think, it's a massive effort. You just look at the way the horse moves. He's got the most amazing action. He just covers the ground. We all love him at home. He's a little bit sparky early days, but he's really, rocked into a professional athlete now. He parades so well, goes to the gate nicely, and he's learning his racecraft. He doesn't have to get back that far either. We've just drawn ordinary barriers the last couple, so he can sit forth with it if you want him to, if you draw a nice marble.
He, where's he at now as far as his preparation is concerned? Do you press on with something in the next month or freshen him up for something bigger in the spring?
Yeah, definitely. He goes for a breather now, so he'll head up to Lenever Park where he can spend some time in the paddock in the day. He'll be boxed at night, sort of keep him warm, and then he'll begin doing some water walker work. He can probably only have 2 weeks. Maybe 3. He doesn't, he's fairly mature physically. We just need to refuel him mentally a little bit. So if he can have a little bit of time out of the stable, and then we probably need to work backwards from the Golden Eagle, possibly go there the second or third up, but we haven't yet mapped the plan out.
Oh, well, some good problems to have there. He might be clashing with a couple of other stars that you've got. Actually, I might just get an update on some of those stars. The one that comes to mind is Ayrton. And to be fair, probably haven't been asked about Ayrton for the last few weeks, so it might be refreshing because you did get bombarded there in the lead-up towards what was the Stradbroke. And where's he at and what are the plans with Ayrton?
Yeah, he's... we think he's come back even better. He looks tremendous. He's thriving. He had his first grass gallop yesterday morning. Went beautifully. More than likely, he'll have a jump out in the next fortnight and aim to kick off at the end of August, early September. And I think the Golden Eagle would be his main target, but all options are open at this stage. He'll be known for the Cox Plate, obviously, as well.
And also the top filly now, Mare Odium.
Yep, so Odium has just gone back into work. She spelled at Kawara Lodge up in Queensland. She'll have 3 weeks trotting Canada there, then she'll probably fly down to us, and she'll have 2 runs in those mares group races at Flemington and Caulfield, and then probably go third up into the Golden Eagle as well.
He had a couple of other runners yesterday worth talking about. He would have been pleased with the filly Cafe Rizu. That was a seemingly a better run. Filly that ran fifth in the VRC Oaks. There shouldn't be any shock that she could run as well as she did, but she was probably on the cusp of not performing that well, and I imagine you would be pretty pleased with the way she went.
Yeah, really pleased. We thought she might turn it around. That's probably as good as she can go, but just... with 51 kilos, barrier four, and a drying track. You know, she's by Rubik, so that start prior was a slogging heavy 10 on the end of the card there at Sandown, and she had blinkers on. She just pulled herself into the ground. So with blinkers off, no weight, good barrier, she had every chance, and she stuck on really gamely. So terrific for the owners to get some city prize money there.
And you had a winner at Pakenham in the maiden, a horse called Ronan, winning on the synthetic. Won pretty well. What's his future plans?
He won very well. Nick Price owns him by himself, actually, so that was good to get one for the boss. He'd been working really well. I think I mentioned it to the listeners. He'd been working with city class horses and going well against them, and he was given a super ride by Jack Hill, who's just riding great touch at the minute. He's one of the hardest workers around, and we're wrapped for him to be getting all these winners. He keeps running doubles and trebles everywhere he goes, it seems. So that was a good result for everybody involved as well.
Yeah, his strike rate's terrific. Off limited rides as well. He's going really well. Would have been proud of Parlophone's effort in Adelaide. She was going for back-to-back wins in the Lightning, which really is unheard of, and might have been an emerging star that defeated her yesterday, but a terrific run in second place.
Yeah, wasn't it good to see her back? We all love her. She's had her quirks. You know, she's bucked us a few times, but we've got her out of that habit now. And we were confident we couldn't have her going any better at home. We just need to see her on race day. And I'm glad we had her nice and fit with a few jumps right there. And she was getting a lovely steer by Kayla. She got into a really good spot, worked home. But as you said, you know, Bo Rosser looks extremely good. We were badly weighted too. I mean, it was, I think, 33 points above us in the ratings, only 2 kilos more than us. So it was sort of well in, but it won very smartly. And, it, you know, we've seen it go to the mile before. So I think it's a versatile galloper, and he'll be one to watch for the spring ahead, I'm sure.
And Parlophone, where does she go to now?
We'll get her back. You know, it was a tough first-up run. Try and space her run a little bit, but you know, she's a very valuable filly by Invincible with a massive pedigree owned by some really good owners. So her main goal is just to get more black type. She'll just have a look at those mares sprinting races during the spring ahead. Maybe a race like a Cockerham. I'm not entirely sure what we'll do with her, but there's plenty of options in Melbourne for her.
And just back to I'm Thunderstruck briefly as well, owned by OTI, so I gather you'd feel comfortable that there's no chance the horse ends up being sold to Hong Kong interest, but there's been a lot of interest from Hong Kong about him.
Yeah, there has. Well, actually, Terry and I both bit on the horse at the same time, and so I think I got in first, and then Terry phoned up and said, can I go together? I said, love to do it together. So we've got half of the clients as well from our stable, and it's great. Terry's really good to deal with. I've known him for a long time through my dad as well. And, yeah, I'd like to say not for sale because the owners are very keen to keep him. You know, these horses are so much fun. You can't buy that thrill of having a good horse. And, yes, there's big money being offered, but when you have 5 or 10% in the horse and you go and reinvest that in three horses, you mightn't get another one like this. You know, he looks like he could get to the top level. We're so excited by what he may do, and I just think he'd be very effective in those big handicaps. You know, past the Golden Eagle, those big handicaps on big tracks, down the weights. And, you know, I mean, think of the races you've got now, like All-Star Mile. There's so many options for these good horses if you can find one.
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, something similar happened with me with Terry Henderson. I call him Mr. Lucky, and I got a horse. It was a trotter, actually. It turned out to be the best horse I've ever had. And Terry rang me to say, can I go in it with you? And, of course, you don't say no to Mr. Lucky, do you? So it's usually a good sign. It's turned out well for you guys here. And maybe the best is yet to come.
Exactly. No, he's got a great brand, and we love training for him.
Now, you got some runners today at both Sandown and at Donald. I think they've all escaped the scratchings. At Sandown, race number 7, you got 2 runners here. Interesting runner in Schwarzy Lane, who's got the form and got the jockey. And down the bottom, the consistent Cabinho.
Yeah, Cabinho's scratched. He should be anyway.
Okay.
Schwarzy Lane. Yeah, she first start, was given a break. Just was a bit fresh first up with no tempo, and she just pulled a little bit, was exposed early. So I think up to the mile with a nice barrier, and we might better just sort of, you know, roll along a little bit today. I think you could expect her to run really well. It's just it's a good race, this. There's quite a few promising types. She'll be around the mark, and it'll be a good chance to see where she fits. But from a track work point of view, well, we couldn't be happier. She's going super.
And a really interesting runner is Bronze Bar in race 8, number 15.
Yeah, we purchased her off a maiden win. You have to see it. She came from last on a heavy track, just kept coming and coming and coming. It was a huge win. The form then stood up out of the race. So the rain overnight wouldn't have hurt her chances. We probably would have preferred 1400 and drawn out a little. So that's the trick with her. I think she's talented. She's by complacent. She'll improve going up and trip, but just need a bit of luck today, I think, from barrier 1. Need Jamie to weave some more magic for us.
Well, if there's anyone who can weave magic, it's Jamie. Donald, you've got 3 runners, a debutante, a filly Sophistication in race 2, number 12.
Yeah, Dundee filly will get better with time maturity. She's found a very modest race, so she's some kind of each-way chance, but she'd probably take a run, I think, to work things out.
And in race 4, surely Atomic Rock gets his chance.
Yes, surely. he's been racing in good form. I think he met a really smart one last time from Archie Alexander's stable, and he's held his form, so he might be one for the multis. He's very short.
And in race 5, you've got Sunny Snowflake at Donald.
Yep, he's an okay horse. He'll be a nice run from the barrier. Look, he's home, but whether he's good enough to win this, not sure. He might need one more run, but anyway, I'd say Atomic Rock is the best there, and probably Bronze Bar at Sandown just needs a bit of luck.
All right, well, good luck with him. Bronze Bar sounds exciting in the last on the card. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations to you and Mick Price and all of the OTI connections with a very exciting I'm Thunderstruck, and good luck going forward.
No worries. Thanks for having me.